Greetings, brothers and sisters, and all who are listening. Let's come before the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We pray that you would indeed speak to us now, that you would teach us whatever you have for us. In the holy name of Jesus, fill me with your spirit and also everyone else that is listening or convict through your spirit. Bless, speak, I pray thee. In Jesus' precious name, we pray these things. Amen. Today, I want to address the question, can we know we are God's children for sure and going to heaven for sure? And can a Christian lose his salvation? Two big subjects. I'm driving along, so let's look at John chapter 10. The reason I say I'm driving along is because I'm just going from memory here. So John chapter 10, if you have a Bible, turn to it. And forgive me if I quote something wrong. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd. Anyway, I'm just quoting various different verses from there. He said, he is a good shepherd. And he said, I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of mine. And he also says that no man can pluck them out of my hand, his sheep. I'm sorry, I'm just quoting from memory here. I don't have it in front of me. But he says that if his sheep, he knows his sheep, and his sheep know him, and they follow him, they obey his voice, and they shall never perish. That's it. They shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father who gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. So, now listen. Jesus says that if we are his sheep, he gives to us eternal life, and we will never perish. So the question isn't, are you sure you're going to make it to heaven? The question is, are you Jesus' sheep? And if you're Jesus' sheep, then also that nobody can pluck you out of his hand. So you are, yes, eternally secure as his sheep. But now, how do you know if you're his sheep or not? Well, they know my voice, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, he said. Do you know his voice? Are you following him? Have you been born again? Do you have his spirit within you? Then you would be his sheep. It's another term for another way of saying the elect. You know, the elect are foreknown by God before the foundation of the world, before he created planet Earth. He knew who was going to believe in him, and he elected them to eternal life. He elected them to be like his son, Jesus. Is that some form of Calvinism? Absolutely not. He knew who would believe. Are we free? Yes, we are free, but God knew who would believe. And knowing, let's just say that you, John, knowing that you were going to put your faith in Jesus and from a repentant heart, seek salvation from Jesus, and Jesus was going to save you from your sins and give you his Holy Spirit. Therefore, he said, look, you can look down through the ages and say, yes, John is going to make that decision to follow me. John is going to put his faith in me. Therefore, I elect. I choose him to be my child. I choose him to be like Jesus. It's just wonderful. Think about this. Okay. If you go to the book of Romans, I'm trying to think of the place right now. Give me a second. Chapter 8, verse 29, I believe it is. Let's start in verse 28. But we know that all things work together for the good, for them that love God, for them that are the called according to his purpose. Moreover, whom he did foreknow, them he also... I should be able to quote that. Predestinate. Whom he did predestinate, then he also called. Let me just look that one up right now. I'm a little rusty on that. I'm sorry. I thought I for sure could quote that. Let me just quickly pull that up. Romans chapter 8, verse 29 here. Okay, here we go. For whom he did foreknow. So he knew who was going to believe in them. He also did predestinate. What did he predestinate them for? It doesn't say, now we get, people get predestination, election, like, well, God chose you to be a Christian and God didn't chose you. No. Look what it says. It says, he did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son. So, very simple. And that's how you wonder, and this is a rabbit trail, but verse 28 says, all things work together for good. Now, maybe somebody killed your mother, and you say, how can that work together for good? Wicked, horrible things happen. How do they work for good? And we're always looking for the good in something, and sometimes we just can't find it. Well, verse 28 is not independent of 29. You've got to read them together. They're one verse. All things work together for good for Christians because he uses it to make us like Christ. So that is how it works together for good. And the worst things in your life, there's no good in this life, but it works good in your character to make you like Jesus. That's the good. So now, back to predestinating, whom he did foreknow. So he knew, John, that you were going to get saved. And so he said, oh, wonderful. I'm so excited that John is going to put his faith in Jesus. Well, here's what I'm going to do. I'm already planning his future for him. I'm planning that he's going to be conformed to the image of my son. I'm not just interested in taking John to heaven. That's not what Christianity is about. Christianity is to make us like Jesus. It's to bring God glory in our lives. It's to, yes, bring him the glory, do his name. That's what all of creation is for, to bring glory to God and us too. And so it's no different than you find out you're pregnant, and you're expecting a child, and then you start making plans for that child, how you want to train him, how you want to educate him, et cetera, et cetera. How you want to raise him. Maybe you're going to read a book about how child training, if you're first-time parents and you're all excited about it, you just want to raise this child good as possible. That's it. That's predestination. God, knowing who's going to get saved, is excited. And so he says, I'm going to work all these things out in his life to make him like Jesus. And God's excited, making plans. Made him long ago. So that's that. And so, but look on what it says here. Let's keep on reading. Verse 30. This is wild. This is wild. Look at it. Moreover, whom he did predestinate. So you were saying, John, he knew you were going to get saved. He's planning to make you like Jesus. He's got his plans for you. Whom he did predestinate, them he also called. So he knew that you were going to have a soft heart, and so he called you. See, many called, but few, many are called, few are chosen. Say, well, God knows who's going to respond to the call. And so some people, you know, he knows they're not going to believe, and so he doesn't put an effort out, a special effort out. But other people, he knows that if they have that effort, if someone goes and preaches the gospel, whatever it is, they're going to believe. And so he sends someone to call them, or he calls them in some special way. And it says, whom he did foreknow, then whom he did predestinate, then he also called. And whom he called, then he also justified. So God called you to salvation. You gave your life to Jesus. He made you righteous. That's what justify means. Not just declared righteous. Yeah, declared, but actually made you righteous. He justified. Whom he justified, what does it say? Sanctified? Now, that's part of justification. He glorified. Whom he called, then he also justified. Whom he justified, then he also glorified. In God's eyes, you are already glorified. Think about that. You are already glorified in God's eyes. And that is the most amazing thing that can possibly be. In other words, God knows you're going to make it to heaven. You're already glorified. What do you think? It says we're seated with Christ in heavenly places. He knows you're going to be there. In his mind, you're already there. Okay. So, oh, I can live however I want to? Well, no. If that's your attitude, then he knows you're already not there. Think about it. So he knows. So we've got to persevere to the end, brothers and sisters. But the fact is, God knows who's going to persevere to the end. Check this verse out. The foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. So you are sure because God knows who you, if you're his or not. But then the rest of the verse, what does it say? It says, well, hold on. Now remember, the Lord knoweth them that are his. And then it says, nevertheless, let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. God knows if you're his or not, but you can know it if you're departing from iniquity. It's not your job to say, well, I'm secure, so I'm just going to do whatever I want to. No, no. Your job is to depart from iniquity. So how can you be secure, though? Because they say, well, we're secure, but only God knows. Well, here's how it is. We were saved by faith in Jesus Christ, right? Not because you behaved so well. You're saved by faith in Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the one that's giving you power over sin every day. So what you have to do is keep on holding on to your faith in Jesus, and that way you will stay safe because he will continue giving you power. So just hold on to faith in Jesus. As long as you hold on to faith in Jesus, you are safe forever. So God bless you all, and have a wonderful day.